Well, Soul Life is now on Substack. Substack is a platform where writers share their work in community. Subscribe to the Well Soul Life Substack and never miss a post on living with a well soul and access bonus content. See the link in the show notes.
Welcome to the Well Soul Podcast, where we pause to drink in scripture, reflect, and pray. I am your host, Shauna Scott, and sometimes life leaves our souls feeling parched. So come to the well of living water that never runs dry.
The Apostle Paul and others wrote letters to the first century church gatherings in various places with instructions on how to function as the early church, or what is called the body of Christ in Ephesians 4. We read these New Testament letters to help us understand how to love one another well as local gatherings of believers. Today we meditate on one such passage that reminds us that we are a vital part of the church, what Scripture calls the body of Christ. As I read today's passage, pay special attention to the imagery and imagine how you might fit with how God has made you in the body of Christ. Before I read, take a deep breath and push aside everything else to be present with God's word. First Corinthians 12:12-27. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, if the foot should say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," it would not, for that reason, stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," it would not, for that reason, stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I don't need you." And the head cannot say to the feet, "I don't need you." On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unrepresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. What did the Holy Spirit highlight for you? Focus your thoughts on this for a moment. Sometimes those with certain spiritual gifts or abilities are publicly praised rather than those with quieter gifts. But friend, however God has purposed and designed you, whatever spiritual gifting you walk in as you serve Him, you are a vital part of the body of Christ. And we bring honor to God when each part does its work. So how has God gifted you? And how can you utilize those gifts to strengthen the body of Christ, the church? Pray about this or any of your other reflections the Spirit might have brought to mind in today's reading. Let's pray. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one and only true God, we worship you. Thank you so much, Lord, for gifting us with the capabilities and spiritual gifts that you have given for your glory. Help us, God, to be bold, courageous, and willing to use our gifts to build up the body of Christ, your church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me today on the Well Soul podcast. For resources on spiritual gifts, see the link in the show notes. Well Soul Life is now on Substack. Substack is a platform where writers share their work in community. Subscribe to the Well Soul Life Substack and never miss a post on living with a well soul and access bonus content. See the link in the show notes. In closing, I remember my late friend, Brian Vasquez, who helped make this podcast possible. God bless you, and I pray that you have a well soul.